Yo, what's good, my people? It's Riley Hot here, your daily dose of real talk, back with another episode of Self Care Rx. Ever feel like you're living in a constant loop of miscommunication? Like, you're trying to tell someone something important, but it comes out all jumbled and confusing. You know that feeling when you text something super serious, hit send, then instantly regret every word because you sound like a moody teenager? Yeah, we've all been there. And trust me, it's exhausting. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving into the power of mindful communication, so you can express yourself authentically and build real connections that don't feel like a constant game of what did they really mean. First things first, let's break it down. Mindful communication isn't about becoming some super zen guru who meditates for hours on end, although that wouldn't hurt. It's about being present in the moment, truly listening to what others are saying and communicating your thoughts and feelings clearly and respectfully. Think of it like leveling up your relationship game. You want those connections to be strong, supportive, and actually fulfilling, right? So here is the tea. 1. Active listening is your secret weapon. I'm not talking about pretending to listen while scrolling through TikTok. Active listening means putting down your phone, making eye contact, yes, even with annoying uncles, and truly absorbing what the other person is saying. Ask clarifying questions, show empathy, and reflect back on what you hear to make sure you're on the same page. It's like giving someone a virtual high five for sharing their thoughts makes them feel valued, right? To ditch the passive aggression. We've all been there. Saying something snarky when we're actually angry or hurt. But guess what? Passive aggression is basically communication kryptonite. It creates confusion and resentment, making it harder to build trust and intimacy. Instead of dropping subtle shade, be brave and speak up. Tell them how you're feeling directly and honestly. 3. Own your emotions. Feeling sad, frustrated, or even angry is totally okay. We're human, not robots programmed to smile 24/7. But here's the key. Own your emotions instead of hiding them. Express them in a healthy way, using I statements like I feel hurt when, or I'm feeling stressed because. It helps others understand your perspective and prevents you from bottling things up until you explode, like, literally. 4. Practice the art of saying no. Boundaries are everything, people. Saying no to things that drain you or don't align with your values is not selfish, it's self-care. It allows you to prioritize what truly matters and prevents burnout. And trust me, saying no with confidence feels way better than constantly feeling overwhelmed and resentful. 5. Be kind even when it's hard. Life throws curveballs at all of us. Sometimes people make mistakes, say hurtful things, or just have a bad day. But remember, responding with kindness doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're choosing to rise above negativity and create a more positive environment for yourself and others. Thus, being kind is like giving someone a free hug. It makes everyone feel good. So, picture this. You're hanging out with your squad, and things get heated. It happens, right? But instead of erupting into an emotional volcano, you take a deep breath, practice active listening, express your feelings calmly, and set some healthy boundaries. Boom. You navigate the situation like a pro, strengthen those bonds, and walk away feeling empowered and confident. That's the power of mindful communication. It transforms conflict into connection, builds trust, and fosters genuine relationships. Remember, fam, you're not just talking words, you're shaping connections, building bridges, and creating meaning in your world. So, step up your communication game, be your authentic self, and watch those relationships thrive. Now go forth and conquer those conversations like the badass humans you are. Don't forget to smash that follow button, rate this episode 5 stars, you know it's fire, and tag me in your TikTok reactions. Let's keep the conversation going. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.